The best way to thrive in our increasing multicultural global society is to become immersed in other cultures. That's the belief that drives Youth for Understanding, a nonprofit educational exchange program that started in Michigan and is now in more than 50 countries. With me in the studio today is Deb Fry. She is the YFU Field Director for South Central Michigan. Welcome, Deb.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Linda Unkefer, a host parent and volunteer with YFU. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the exchange student she's hosting from Germany. He is Fabian Hainig. Welcome to Current State.
Hello.
All right, we'll start with you here, Deb. Youth for Understanding, it's an international organization. It started in Ann Arbor. What's the story? How did it start?
It started back in 1948, really, when our founder, Rachel Andreessen, was in Amsterdam attending a council of churches when the city lights of Amsterdam came on for the first time after the war ended. And she said, I never want to see the lights go out again. And so that was her mission.
And so the mission was then to bring students from other countries to the United States and students from the United States to other countries.
Yes.
And so how many countries are we talking about we have partnerships here with?
We have over 70 partner countries right now.
Wow, that's quite a few countries. And so explain how this partnership works out. If you wanted to be a host parent or your child is interested in going to other countries, how does this whole process work?
So if you're interested in being a host family or a host parent, what we do is there are exchange students available from over our 70 partner countries. You can choose the country that you're interested in or the student type of student that you're interested in and decide to host them.
Now, is there application fees and costs and all that involved?
No, there are no application fees to be a host family.
So if I wanted to host a child or a student from Europe or Australia or China, do I get a choice in that matter? Or?
You do. You get to choose the country that you want to host from.
Okay.
You choose a student based on who you think will fit with your family the best. We want to give you and the student the best experience that they can have here in the United States. And so if your family is a soccer family, you know, you can pick a European soccer or a Brazilian soccer kid or another, you know, from another country. Someone who will fit into your busy soccer life. If you're interested in music, we have musicians who apply. It's all based on what you would like to bring to your family dynamics.
Linda, let me talk to you here. Now, your family has hosted several exchange students from my understanding. Tell me how many you've brought into your home.
We've had 11 students.
11 students.
Yeah.
Now, it's always one at a time, right? You don't
We've actually, three times we've hosted two at a time.
Really?
YFU has a rule they can't be from the same country.
Okay.
So it gets really multicultural.
I'm sure. Now, you live in Napoleon, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And that's by Jackson,
Yeah, kind of southeast of Jackson.
Okay. And tell me what countries your students have come from mostly.
Most of them have been from Germany, but we had a girl from Finland, a girl from China, a boy from Turkey, a boy from Argentina, and a boy from Italy.
Wow. So it's kind of gone all over the place. So
yeah.
How did you first get involved in this?
Way back in the 70s when I was in high school, we actually hosted an exchange student from Sweden in 74, 75. And it was such a good experience. I always told my kids when they get in high school, you know, we'll host a student. And we did. And it started in 2005. And then we didn't do it for a few years. And then my kids got older and moved out and I was bored. So I started again.
Now, tell us how this works now. Do they come in at the beginning of a school year and then end at a school year? Or is it a full calendar year commitment?
No, it's a 10-month. It's a 10-month student visa that they come on. Most of them, they can do half years too. There are half year placements also, and they'll come for just one semester at school. But usually they come in mid to late August and leave mid to late June.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Fabian, let's talk to you here a second. Oh, where are you from, first of all, in Germany?
I'm from Berlin.
Oh, you're from Berlin. Now, would you be technically from the East Berlin or the West Berlin
from side. The East Berlin, I think.
Yeah, East.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the East Berlin side. How did you get interested in saying, you know what, I'd really like to go study in the United States for a little bit?
Yeah, I thought about it a while ago, actually. And I think especially because my sister and her boyfriend did this exchange year too. And okay. They always told me about their experiences and a lot of stories. So I think that's how it worked out.
Kyle, we hosted his sister and our first exchange student just got married.
Is that right?
Yes, and he was the first, his new brother-in-law, Lucas, was our first exchange student.
So Lucas and your sister got married?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you hosted both of them? Or
no.
Just
actually,
Lucas?
Actually, they came the same year, but she was through a different program, and she was in New Jersey the same year we had Lucas.
Were they together at the time?
Or? Yes. They actually met at a YFU orientation camp.
Wow.
And they've been together, like in 2005, and they've pretty much been together ever since.
So Lucas talked her up, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
So how long have you been in the United States?
I think for 3 weeks now.
Okay. What's your first impressions?
It's actually not that much of a difference between Germany, but there are, of course, a lot of new things and a lot of new people to meet. It was very interesting till now.
What did you think about going to a town called Napoleon?
I'm living in a big city, so I was a bit scared at first, but it's not really that hard because, especially with the media today, you can are not that separated from the other world and can just easily speak at home.
The cows aren't that mean, are they?
No, they aren't.
It's a little different than Berlin, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is.
What about the town called Napoleon? Isn't that kind of interesting?
Yeah, but I don't really think that it has to do much with Napoleon at all.
Oh, it does.
Really does.
Oh, it does.
The person that founded the town really, really was impressed with Napoleon, and that's how it got its name.
Oh, okay.
Bonaparte, yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, now we've learned something here on Current State. I didn't know that as well. So you're going to be here until mid-June? Is that the plan? Okay. How has the students in Napoleon responded to you? Have you been able to make friends and so forth?
I don't know if I've been able to make very good friends to know, but I've talked to many people, and they were very nice and open-minded and friendly. And I've been to a few, but no.
You're a junior then right now?
Yes, but I'm doing all the senior stuff.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So are you 16 then?
I'm 16, yes.
Okay, and you're doing senior stuff. Does that mean that you're doing advanced, are you an advanced student, or is Germany just a bit ahead of us here in the United States?
I don't know. I think the school here is a bit easier than my school in Germany, but my school in Germany is very hard compared to other schools, yeah.
Are you in an advanced school, or is just schools in general in Germany really hard?
I'm kind of in an advanced school, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes us feel a little better anyway. Let's get back to you, Deb. Could you give us a little example of how many students come to Michigan from other countries and how many Michigan kids go off to other countries?
Well, just an example. So in South Central Michigan, we have 19 different countries from 6 different continents represented.
Wow. And we would have all 7 if there was anyone who lived in Antarctica, I suppose.
Exactly. Exactly.
So is it usually more kids coming over or more kids going?
Depends on the year. We bring over about 1,400 kids every year from other countries to the United States. We get probably between 400 and 500 that we place here in Michigan.
Okay. And then as far as kids going overseas, do you have an idea on the numbers of that?
I think it's between like 250 and 300 kids. It could be more, depending on the year again and the number of people who apply to go to other countries.
Do you have a situation where you have more host families interested in bringing in kids, or you have more kids and you have kind of a shortage of families?
We have more kids than we do families.
Is that right?
We're still looking for host families for a few kids who are waiting to start their exchange experience.
For this year?
Yes.
Is that right? Where are they right now?
They're in their home country still.
Wow. And they want to come to the United States, but there is no home parent for them.
There's no host family for them yet that has come forward.
Well, let me go back to you here then, Linda. Tell our listeners, is it hard to be a host parent for these kids?
I don't think so.
No, you raised kids. You mentioned you have kids of your own. How many kids did you have?
We have 2.
Okay.
And I have to make a plug. Our daughter is, her due date was on Sunday, and she's still waiting to have her baby.
Oh, wow. How exciting. So your kids are out. But you say that, how, you said it was easy. Why is that?
Because I try to stay very open with my expectations. And I, and honestly, with no other kids in the house, I think it's easier for them to acclimate and go make their own friends and not have to worry about the conflict that could happen with other kids in the family. I mean, even when my kids were there, it was great. They all just, like, got along really well. I mean, but there's always that, what do I want to say, get acquainted period where they learn each other's quirks and personalities, and then it just seems to flow.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still keep in contact with the kids that you've hosted before?
Actually, yes, most of them I do. We went to Europe for 3 weeks this summer and got to visit several that we hadn't seen. We went for Lucas's and Elisa's wedding.
You did? How exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were able to meet Fabian that time?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. And I'm sure when you go to Europe, then you have an opportunity for some free lodging along the way.
We did. I said we went for almost 3 weeks and only paid for 5 nights of a hotel. It was awesome.
Now that's the way to travel right there. Why should a family consider hosting an exchange student?
Because I think that the world is getting smaller all the time, and we need to learn to deal with other cultures. And we're too insulated. I think our kids are too insulated, and they need to have variety.
Now, Fabian, what would you say to students your age who think they want to do something like this, but they're scared or nervous about it?
It isn't really that hard, especially today. As I already said, with the media, you can easily stay in touch with your family at home and your friends. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of new experiences and other stuff, and I think it's very interesting.
Deb, let's close this out by giving some information on if you'd like to volunteer, how would you go about doing it?
If you'd like to volunteer, you can visit our website. We have a volunteer website located at www.yfuusa.org. You can also look up information on our study abroad programs as well as hosting application.
So it sounds pretty easy. And so if you want to host somebody for this year, you can still do that.
You can. Yes, absolutely.
Boy, and you could have an exchange student in your house in a couple weeks, I imagine. Eh?
Probably by next week.
Is that right? Things go that quickly.
We do. If the application's in and we do the interviews and we book the flight and get them here so they can start their exchange experience immediately.
Wow, that's really great. Well, Deb Fry, the South Central Michigan Field Coordinator for Youth for Understanding, Linda Unkefer, she's a YFU host mom and volunteer, and Fabian Hainig, Linda's German exchange, quote-unquote, son. Thank you all for joining us on Current State today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.